This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all your good deeds. يروي الإمامان أحمد في مسنده والترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of both Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmidhi, has a reasonable chain of narration right to Abu Hurairah. It's one of my favorite hadith of all time. The theme is rida, is acceptance, is being in contempt. Is being content, sorry, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And the concept of rida is extremely, extremely important. It's very dynamic too. And I find it to be one of the most misunderstood ideas. And because parts of it, to understand it, you have to have a sound comprehension of what qada and qadar actually is. You have to have a good understanding of what your role is. You have to, like, there's a lot of pieces that play into properly practicing rida. And not over you, not using it in a way that makes you passive or weak or negative, and not also losing it to the point where you are at risk of losing your faith if things don't go your way in certain domains. And I think the balance is here. We're going to try to achieve it, inshallah. And this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a beautiful hadith. You can, you know, try to hold on to it for your own. There's a lot in it aside from rida, but I like it. I'm going to narrate it for that one piece. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من يأخذ عني كلمات يعمل بهن أو يعلمهن من يعمل بهن. Who is willing to take from me some pieces of wisdom to live by, or to teach someone else to live by? Like, if you're not going to do it yourself, then at least be willing to teach it to someone else. فقال أبو هريرة فقلت أنا يا رسول الله. So Abu Hurairah said, يا رسول الله, I'll do it. فقال فأخذ بيدي, took my hand. فقال خذ عني خمسة, take from me these five. قال اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. Stay away from that which is haram, and you'll be the best servant amongst people. Stay away from haram. Stay away from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew the red lines, and you'll be the most serving of the servants. You'll be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of your service. Really, he's not looking for too much more than that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just stay away from haram. And that on its own is a huge deal. And then the point of my hadith. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. And be content and satisfied with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. You will be the richest of all people. Whatever it is He gave you, whatever hand He dealt you, the stuff that you cannot change, the stuff that aren't going to go anywhere anytime soon, they're just a part of what you were given. If you are in content, you're satisfied and you are happy with it, then you are the richest of the rich. No one is richer than you if you feel that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you is, you know, is beautiful and you're happy with it. I'm not talking about you being happy with what you're doing or what you gave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you're giving back, but being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for you. He chose for you parents. He chose for you a place to live. He chose for you, you're going to look a certain way. At a certain point, you can't change that. You're going to have a certain height and sometimes a certain weight, and that'll be kind of what your qisma is. And these are your friends, and this is the place you're going to be living in. Certain things is hard to change. They're not really open. They are what they are. Changing them is difficult. For you to be in rida and content and being satisfied with that, you're the richest of the rich. You're not looking across the street to the other lawn and seeing it greener, because you're content. You're satisfied with what you have. قَالَ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. And show excellence to your neighbor, you will be a true believer. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And love for others that which you love and hope for yourself, you'll be a good Muslim. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الضَّحِكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Do not exaggerate laughter in your life, because if you do too much of it, if you take everything lightly, then your heart dies. If you take everything lightly, everything around you is a joke, if you mock everything, if everything is funny, then at some point your heart will lack the ability to show compassion. You won't be able to feel anymore. It's known, by the way. Ask psychiatrists, they'll tell you that, or psychologists, they'll tell you that humor is a way to hide a lot of pain. It's a way to hide how you actually feel. So they make jokes about everything to hide behind it. This is what he's talking about, Ali. So don't exaggerate. Don't overdo it. If you have something to deal with, deal with it. If there's something that you feel, feel it. If you're struggling with something, struggle with it. Don't hide behind laughter or else your heart after a while will die. Meaning you'll lack the ability to actually feel real things, and you'll try to feel things and it'll be hard to do it because you've numbed yourself. Those are the five pieces of advice he gave, alayhi salatu wasalam. They're beautiful, wallahi, they're really beautiful. I love this hadith. اتق المحارم. Stay away. Protect yourselves from the red linings. The red lines, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that's haram, stay away from that. Stay away from that. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself with too many acts of nawafil when you're crossing a line of haram. Don't fool yourself, it's not important. You're better off doing zero sunnah prayers, but not crossing a red line in your life once. Just meaning, if you're crossing a red line, if you're doing a haram 10 times, no. If we could remove one of those 10 times and you never pray a sunnah all your life, that's better. That's better. You're better not to have crossed that line one less time than pray 1,000 rak'ah of tarawiyah, or fast the whole year outside of Ramadan. If you had to choose, one less haram thing I did, or all of this good, no, one less haram thing. This is the value. If you don't understand Islam like that, I'm sorry, you don't understand Islam at all. Islam, there are lines that you have to stay away from. Once you cross, you're in danger. This is a big deal. Al-Maharim, you don't touch the Maharim, you don't go beyond that. All the good deeds are there to increase your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase the love, it's a beautiful thing. But Maharim, they have priority. So stay away from that which is Muharram. You'll be the best of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be content. Be satisfied with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hand He dealt you, and you'll be the richest of all the rich. Be so rich on the inside. Your riches exist on the inside. Show excellence to your neighbor and you'll be a true believer. Love for people, that which you hope, and love for yourself, and you'll be a true Muslim. And don't over-exaggerate the humor, because it can make your heart numb. And those were his five pieces of advice he gave, alayhi salatu wasalam. He told Abu Hurairah, live by them. And if you can't, teach them to someone who can live by them. And it always kind of struck me as interesting that he just shared five pieces. It's actually, this hadith is worthy of a khutbah, basically, because what connects them all? And there's actually something that connects them all, if you look at it. But they seem disconnected, but they're not. But I'll leave that for another night, inshallah. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامَانِ أَحْمَدُ وَالتِّرْمِذِيُّ كُلٌّ فِي جَامِعِهِ وَمُسْنَدِهِ بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من يأخذ عني كلمات يعمل بهن أو يعلمهن من يعمل بهن فقال أبو هريرة فقلت أنا يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خذ عني خمسة وأخذ بيدي اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.